Potties. Hi, Gorge. It's the same voice because Maddie is stuck overseas. She's a bit of a jet setter and was meant to make it back really early from her flight this morning, but she's lost in San Francisco and she's not going to make it back for this record. And I think we've mentioned before that Maddie is the backbone of this podcast and I couldn't imagine doing it without her. So instead, we're going to do some throwback content for you. We're going to do this for today's episode and Monday's next week. So have a listen to when Maddie went to Japan and has a rant about a rude lady that she came across. I'm trying to do a traveling theme if you haven't noticed.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, more importantly?
I'm good. I just got off a plane.
You did. And you look like you have woken up from a restful sleep.
Really?
Yeah, you look gorge.
Are you lying?
No, you look good.
Oh, no.
Your hair looks better than my hair.
No.
It does. It look like, okay, like you've got like flyaways, but like you've got a nice ponytail.
Oh.
It looks nice. You never do a ponytail.
No, I don't. I put it up for the plane. I had the worst flight, though. I have to talk about the lady next to me.
Why?
Oh, she was just the – this was a plane where there were two seats near the window, not three.
Oh.
And so I chose the window seat with the intention of lying against the wall to sleep. And so then she was the only one next to me so that I didn't have to climb over two people to go to the bathroom. And normally on a plane I don't have to go to the bathroom that much.
How long is the flight? We should probably say where you went.
Oh, I went to Japan. I've just come back from Japan. We spoke about it, I think, last Monday.
Yeah.
And it was a brand trip with a tourism company. So I was doing a bunch of tours. I have not posted anything about it on socials. Actually, I think in a week's time you'll see all the content, but that's just because I need approvals.
That's the way
that it works with being an influencer. You have to get things approved before you post. But yeah, I went to Japan with my friend Hannah. She flew from London and we just did a bunch of tours. Really fun time. Yeah. I'll get into it later. I need to talk about this woman.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
I need to talk about this woman on the plane. She was like, I want to say like between 50 and 60.
Also a solo traveler?
I think so. She wasn't without anyone. And she was a very petite woman. And she, I don't know why this, it really bugged me that we both had, she got her meal first because she had one of the special meals. And then I got my meal and I was eating. And she managed to like slip out of her chair while the tray was still down to go to the bathroom.
What?
Right? So she goes to the bathroom.
She's just like a little whisper.
Yeah, she's so petite, so little. So she fucks off to the bathroom. She does her wee, like her pre-sleep wee. I'm still eating and I can't get out of the seat because the tray's still there and then her tray's still there. So there's no way of me escaping to also wee at the same time she would. Because sometimes when the person next to me goes, I'm like, this is my opportunity to go. Then she comes back and she fucking tucks herself in for sleep and I still have the trays there and she is actually like her whole body is on this seat and she has a mask on her face and then like a mask over her eyes as well. So her whole face is covered and she's just like, she's flat out and I still have my tray there. So like, there's no way of me getting out. Eventually the flight attendants come and clear our tables. The lights are just dimmed because it's like, go to sleep now because it's one of the overnight flights. And I'm like, fuck, I really have to pee. And so like I tapped her on the shoulder and she got so fucking mad at me for waking her up. But I'm like, you went to bed while we were still eating.
Yeah.
She got so mad at me. And then the whole flight, it was her because she was curled up, like her back was against me.
Oh.
On the armrest.
Yeah.
She was tossing and turning the whole flight. So I didn't get a wink. I did not get a wink.
She ruined it for you.
She really did. But I edited some pod clips on the plane, which was fun. We were talking about dick cheese, talking about dolphin sex. It was a fun time. I was having a giggle.
Yeah. We were unhinged.
We were unhinged.
I didn't sleep last time.
Right?
You didn't sleep this time.
And so it's just going to be, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
We'll just tag team who gets to sleep.
Okay. So next episode, you can't sleep. Right. Did you sleep well?
Yeah,
how's
Frank's sleep is getting better.
Yeah.
We're down to one night, like one feed during the night and one wake up during the night. And then he'll sleep through till like between, I'm saying that he normally sleeps through till 6 or 7, but this morning he woke up at 4:45.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but he didn't have a middle of the night feed last night.
Great.
So he slept through from 7:30 p.m. till 4:45.
How great's that?
Yes and no.
Oh.
this is where the selfish part of me comes in.
Uh-huh.
Tom and I do, whoever does the middle of the night feed, the other person does the morning feed, mm-hmm. and we rotate. So essentially, like, every time someone can get a sleep in a little bit, like until like 7 or so, it was my morning to do a sleep in. It was my morning feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Tom, it's not his fault that the baby didn't wake up, but if the baby had woken up at like 2 in the morning, like he normally does, he probably would have slept until 7. But because he didn't, Tom did the morning feed and went, no, he's awake, he's yours. It's your morning to do that. And then I was up from 5 a.m.
That doesn't seem fair.
I feel many ways about it. Look, it's not his fault. It's Frank's fault. And I think we need to have a sit down with him.
I think you need to blame the baby.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to do some mediation so I can be like, Frank, get your shit together.
If only you could do that with a baby. Tell me about your weekend, Grace. What happened?
That's fine. My weekend.
Yeah.
I got to go to the most beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
It was lovely. It was in the beaches in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it was just at like a bowling club, which, you know, like lawn bowls. So they had like the ceremony outside. They'd already gotten legally registered. So it was just their friend that got to speak, which was beautiful.
That's beautiful.
And then you're dancing. They had a live band and you're like dancing, looking out to this beautiful ocean, and that's all you have. It was just stunning. I love love.
And did you get a bit?
I got a bit. I got a bit reckless.
Yeah, a bit silly.
I went a bit silly to the point where I'm still feeling it on a Monday wow. when this wedding was on a Saturday.
Wow.
But I think that's more just like I'm a haggard person now. Yeah. You know?
Well, no, because yesterday you would have experienced the hangover and now you have the hangover of the hangover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're recovering from the day of recovery.
Yes.
Because it's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing if you get that drunk.
As I'm getting older, it's just getting harder.
It is. It does.
They need to stop.
It's a joke. They always say, like, once you hit 30, I know you're not 30, but as you get older,
it's not worth it.
No.
I got to calm down.
It wasn't.
But it's also, you know, like, it's day drinking that goes into evening drinking.
When it's longer and it, like, kind of sneaks up. It doesn't sneak up on you, but because it's, like, over a long period of time, you don't know how many you've had.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Until, like, 9 p.m., you're like, well, I've had 10 drinks. What's going on? Oh, shit.
We got home pretty late and Tom checked his phone and it said that our bank details had been like reset, like the code that you do to reset it.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, did you do this? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay. And like called the bank immediately and they were like, you sure it wasn't you? Has anyone else got the details? Rah, rah. You sure it wasn't you? And then he was put on hold and I looked at him and I was like, what time was it? And he was like, oh, it happened at like 9 p.m. And that was probably when things were at peak at the wedding. Everyone's been like jolly from 2 p.m. By 9 p.m., there's too much jolly.
Yeah, yeah, you know, too jolly.
You're just a bit of a wreck.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tom, did you accidentally reset our banking details and you just can't remember? And he was like, no, I didn't. And the bank like ended up calling us back and they were like, look, it's your IP address. You've reset this and you just don't remember.
Idiot.
And he had to be like, oh, I must have done it absentmindedly. Isn't that silly?
He had anxiety.
That's his anxiety that he spoke to the bank.
That's so funny.
To try and catch some fraud.
He was so before it too, so that's even worse. Did anything like embarrassing happen while you were drunk or any wedding horror stories or it was just gorgeous? It was just a nice jolly time, as you say.
No, yeah, it was just such a good time.
What a sleigh.
I know.
Nothing went wrong? That's crazy.
Nothing went wrong. There's just something so fun about watching people try and flirt with others.
Oh, were there single people at the wedding?
Yes. Yeah. Not many.
Every wedding I've been to in the last like 3 years, nobody has been single.
Yeah.
I have been the only one.
Yeah. It's hard.
So there were people flirting.
There were these two people flirting.
Oh.
And I was sitting near them and Tom and I were texting. Tom and I were texting because he even picked up on it. It was a bit blatant. I don't think anything happened.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, we were like texting each other, being like, oh my, what's happening here?
Ooh.
So that was kind of fun.
That's fun. I love that.
There was a photo booth.
Cute.
Took some very drunk photos.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Oh, I love that.
I got my makeup done by Mecca.
Yeah. Oh, you went into Mecca and got your makeup done.
Yeah, I did. So I will say when we get into what we're loving.
Yes. Is this what you're, we can get straight into it.
I'm going to say, loving? This Go is on. What I'm loving. It's, Go. It's my Mecca service just as a whole.
Great.
Like I think Mecca is like starting to branch out into being an international brand.
Right.
I know they're definitely going into the UK. So our UK galleys. You should listen up. And I think America, they're planning on doing it.
Mecca is a department store for beauty and skincare.
Yeah. So. It's like Sephora. It's like an Ulta.
Ulta Beauty,
But like its personal shop experience is bar none, in my opinion.
And I have been enjoying Mecca more than Sephora these days.
I love it. I love the vibe when you go in. Mm. They've put a lot of thought into how it looks. They've put a lot of thought into like, the ambiance with the music and the lighting.
Yeah.
And the way that they serve you is amazing. But like moving past that, they also have this beauty loop rewards.
Yes.
Which I did, I saw like a huge TikTok deep dive about it. It's unmatched. Their reward system. It has 2 million subscribers in Australia. It's one of the biggest non-supermarket loyalty programs that Australia has.
That's crazy.
The numbers are insane. As well.
And so you get rewarded with products, like it's a little box, isn't it?
Yeah, you get 4 boxes a year, I think.
And it's based on your spend. Yes. How much you spend. Yeah, the more you spend,
the more you spend, the higher quality things you get.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that you get. There's a few levels, and once you get to a certain level, you will get a free makeup application.
Ooh. And so did you get a free...
Which is what I did. I needed to use my makeup application. It is a life hack.
Yeah.
Because like I wanted to look nice for this wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not a makeup girly.
Mm-hmm. Although I have to say you look gorgeous today.
I put some blush on today. Yeah. I put some mascara.
I'm excited because last record you were talking about how you did nothing.
I did nothing. I still done nothing with the hair.
That's okay. We're on a hair journey. Yeah.
You try. I actually looked at myself this morning and went, you feel like shit. You look like shit.
You don't look like shit.
You can fix one of those things.
That's so good.
You can try. And
you look nice. So,
thank you.
You look nice.
Thank you.
And so the makeup experience and the service was really great from
Mecca.
It
was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. So like I've done it a couple of times. This by far was my best experience.
Nice.
The lady was just so nice.
So good.
She only works at Mecca one day a week because she's actually a paralegal. Her name was Flo.
Hi, Flo.
Hi, Flo, if
what
you ever listened to this.
Too.
I know, she was cute. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like, I just love doing makeup and I don't want to lose my craft. So I'm just like doing this once a week because I really enjoy it. And she did a full bead on me.
Nice.
I had full glam, Maddie. And I was like, I'm loving it.
I need to see some pics of the glam. Did you take some selfies?
I didn't take any photos.
Sorry? Sorry? You got a full beat and you took no photos? What's wrong with you? Actually, no, to be honest, that's a bit of a slay.
It's so fucking on brand for me, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all right. I believe you looked gorge.
I did. I looked really nice.
Oh, I love
and
it.
She listened to me. Every single time she like did a section of my face, she'd stop and be like, is there anything you want to change? And she'd be like, look from top to bottom how you want to change it. And I know that like a lot of people say that, but I've never felt so open.
And like
to actually say,
like
can you do this?
It's like when your hairdresser's like, do you like it? And if you hate it, you're like, I love it. Oh. Uh-huh. And then you go home and cry.
Oh, you don't even get home.
But no, that's
you're
good.
In the car. And you're like calling 3 people at a time. Screaming.
Yeah.
But no, I like was like, oh, can you like put more glitter on my eyes? Oh, and she was like, absolutely. And I wanted better, like bigger eyelashes. And like, anyway, it was just amazing. Loved it. Love Mecca. I think you should sign on.
That's so good.
I'm a Mecca gal.
You are a Mecca gal. I've always been a Sephora gal.
Yeah.
But that's only because they give me a lot of free stuff.
Well, I think like Sephora's reward system is actually quite good as well.
No, just as an influencer, they just send me a lot of stuff. And so I've always just been like, yay, Sephora, yay.
Love you.
But I do love them. I love the products that they sell as well. I like both of them.
The good thing, not good, I hate it because I want everything to be at Mecca. but like Sephora and Mecca don't have a lot of products that cross over.
No, they don't. They're separate.
And that
makes sense that they would be. They're different. They're different
for sure,
franchises.
For sure. And so there are certain things at Sephora that I like love and I won't stop buying from them.
Yeah.
Like Youth to the People.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Good products.
Amazing products.
I went to Sephora recently actually to get my brows done because they have the Benefit Brow Bar.
Oh, that's where I get mine done too.
It's good.
Yeah.
But I have to say, and in comparison to the experience you have with Flo, I don't want to name the girl, but her chat, her banter was so terrible. I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to tell her, like, you don't have to try and make small talk with me. Like, I'm good at small talk, but I don't know. It was painful for both of us.
Really?
I was like, just do my brows and let me get out. I don't know what it was. It was really strange.
Because that's a vulnerable time.
It is.
You want to be able to get along with your waxer.
It was my first time getting it done at Sephora, and she did a great job on my brows. I was really happy. I want to book to go back, but the chats were not.
Not there.
Were not there. But maybe we just have to warm up a little bit.
Maybe. I think the next time I get my eyebrows done, I'm committing to a lip wax.
Oh.
I need to accept that there's hairs there and they need to be gone.
Everyone has hairs there.
Everybody has hairs there. Mine do seem to be developing as age comes on.
Yeah. And getting your baby hairs here and getting your baby hairs here.
Yeah, my postpartum hair is not
around,
just up
around
to the
your
top.
Hairline and it's on your lip.
Also my lip. And I feel like I'm giving like 12-year-old boy about to hit puberty.
Oh, love that.
Like
love that.
It's just, it's soft still.
Yeah.
It's cute, but soon it's going to look weird.
Love it. Love.
What are you loving?
Thank you so much for asking. Oh. I was about to detour the conversation there before you asked, but I'm glad you asked.
I'm just a really giving person.
You are. You are.
I'm really thoughtful. I don't just talk about me all day.
No, we're both as bad as each other, but I never let you do the intro and you never ask me what I'm loving. Okay, I'm loving.
Yeah,
it's something from Japan. I had a really great time in Japan with my friend Hannah. Now I'll finally talk about it, and I don't have to rant about the lady on the plane because that was just a minimal part of my trip.
Yeah, it was a little blip.
Yeah, it was a really fun trip. I'm going to talk about one thing that I really loved and one thing that I really hated.
Okay,
just because it's fun.
Yeah,
which one do you want to hear first?
I love to end on a high. So, what did you hate?
Okay, in Japan, I was not prepared for this. They sit on the floor a lot.
Yeah.
They sit on the floor a lot and I was not prepared for this. And I went to, and it was so amazing and I wish I could have experienced it more without just thinking that I was being tortured by sitting on the floor for 2 hours. But I went to see a real sumo wrestling practice.
Yeah.
So I got up really early and they practiced for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yes. And for the first hour of the practice, they're just like doing like a warm up. And then for the second hour, they wrestle. And one of the guys' face was like bleeding. Like they were like fully wrestling. It was crazy.
Oh.
And it was so amazing to watch. But we were sat on the floor and I mistakenly wore a very short skirt. And I walked in and I don't know why. I just prepared to be in an arena where I was, I don't know, sitting on a seat.
Yeah.
But I was at the front of this group of 40 people.
Yeah.
In a mini skirt. You know my little mini skirt that I wear that has that little slit?
Oh, yeah.
And then like just a long sleeve top. And so like you start on your knees, but they kind
you
of
start on your knees.
You start on your knees, right? Because it's out of respect as well. You have to sit certain ways.
Oh, right.
And we were told before going in, it's rude and disrespectful to show the soles of your feet to the wrestlers. And so your feet always have to face behind you. And so like crossing your legs kind of off the table, but it kind of was off the table for me because I had a very short skirt on.
Yeah.
And so you're like resorted to like sitting right on your knees or then like kind of like sitting off the side so that
you would sit on a horse if you're wearing
kind of
a skirt.
Side saddle kind of vibes. And I just was, the whole time I was not able to focus on the wrestling. I was just focusing on how uncomfortable I was and also that I was flashing the wrestlers. I absolutely was flashing my underwear to them. But then I had a thought. I was like, I'm showing as much skin as they are.
I was about to ask, were they wearing?
They were wearing.
Just the T-bar?
Just the T-bar. So I was like, you know what? I fit right in. I just like really wished that I hadn't worn a skirt, although Hannah wore jeans and she's like, it was no better for me. She was dying.
When you started talking about the fact that like you had to sit on the floor a lot throughout the trip, I want to be the gal that can like have the core strength to go from sitting cross-legged and standing up straight instantly, but I'm not. I'm the girl that, like, has to put her hands out and then go on her knees and then go, and, like, lift herself up. And if I had to do that, like, numerous times a day, especially, like, if you're in, like, a really nice restaurant. I've never been to Japan, but when I've gone to, like, that kind of style of eating restaurant, they pack you quite close together.
It's very tight.
You know?
It's very tight. There's no room to roll over and make the noise.
No! You can't. They assume that everyone can do it.
Just go straight up vertically.
Because you should. Like, I feel like that's average fitness, that you can do that. I just, unfortunately, am well below average fitness right now. Or always. I don't know why I'm saying right now.
Right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd have to be like, beep, beep, back it up, let's make some room so I can.
You need your reverse sounds on. Yeah, there was a lot of sitting. I wasn't prepared. They are used to it. They do it all the time. But
it's
the same with,
there's some people that are really good at squatting for long periods of time.
And it's got to do with the length of your Achilles as well. But
I also think it's just if you've done it from childhood.
True.
Because, like, I do know that it's, like, a lot of Asian cultures. They squat. They've been raised to squat for a really long time. And my little sister and my little brother will just squat to, like, do things. And I'm like, what?
Crazy.
The hell? I mean, they're Chinese and Vietnamese background. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
We've been ruined with our chairs.
We really have, because I don't think they're good for you.
No.
Like, they're not good
for your back. So bad.
Yeah, it made me lazy. It's probably the reason why I have no core strength. If I could squat all day and do it comfortably.
Squatting. Yeah. I'm not gonna, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I should probably go to the gym.
I'm going to tell you what I loved about Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That was what I hated.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to add one thing. I did meet a fan of the podcast in the fish markets.
Oh, did you?
And a little shout out to Pam.
Pam.
She came and said hi. It was such a beautiful moment. She said to say hi to you. And then she posted me on her story and I couldn't reshare it because I wasn't meant to be in Japan yet.
Yeah.
All the podcast listeners, you know that I was there, but I can't post it for another month. So I screenshotted it because I'll share it when I can.
Oh, cute.
But she said to give you a hug. So I'm going to have to give you a hug later from
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Love you.
So great to meet her. Yeah. So, so lovely. And then, so what I really loved about Japan is 7-Eleven.
So you were really excited about this.
7-Eleven.
Did it meet all of your requirements?
I was there every day. On the last day, I went there 4 times. I loved it. It had everything.
Yeah,
like, you
right.
literally, like, the cuisine, you know, you should try all the cuisines at Japan. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
I just went to 7-Eleven. Great sushi.
Great sushi at 7-Eleven.
Great sushi. Well, I mean, it's Japan. All the sushi's good.
Yeah, true.
Great sushi. Great hot food. And then they heat it up for you.
What kind of hot food?
You can get ramen. You can get udon noodles. I got some kimchi stuff as well. Like, this. You can get everything. They have a whole bakery section. You can get alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol.
Yes. You can get a cup of ice and then make a little iced coffee. You can make a fresh smoothie. They have little cups of fruit and then you put it in this machine and it blends it in the cup.
Wow.
And then you have a fresh smoothie. It was insane. I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have one near you?
Yeah, right next to the hotel. It was dangerous.
Oh, beautiful.
We would eat dinner there most nights.
Really?
It was so, so fun.
Did you go into like a traditional sushi restaurant?
Yes.
Because apparently they're very upmarket in Japan.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
We went to a Michelin star restaurant too and I had sashimi prawns, as in raw prawns.
Oh, how was that? Not a vibe.
Not a vibe. Because it was the texture. It was like really like
Oh, true.
Like squishy. Because it was
cooked. You're used to it being like a bit rubbery.
So it was just too soft.
True. But I mean, I don't think I could do it.
No. And then I had like sea urchin. So many things. It was very cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but that's what I was loving.
And you got to see your friend Hannah.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
When was the last time you saw her? Her 30th?
Yeah, her 30th in January when we were in Iceland and London. Yeah. And this is the first time since she's been a content creator that we've been together.
Yeah.
Which was kind of overwhelming because we made a lot of content together and I was like, Hannah, we need to cool it. even I was the same. We were like, we got to make this video and this video. And then we just like the whole time was we were making videos nonstop. And I was like, we need to just
relax. Enjoy
the moment and enjoy our time together rather than having to make videos
every
second.
When are you going to be in Japan again?
Exactly. But we had a really great time.
That's so lovely.
I loved it.
you've started a bug with Tom. He's like, I want to go to Japan.
I want to go in the winter or in spring.
Yeah, I don't think I would go to Japan if I couldn't go skiing.
Yeah, skiing would be fun. I also, like, I only saw Tokyo and I kind of wish that I was able to see other parts, like Kyoto or go to Mount Fuji, see some other parts. But I was only in Tokyo.
Yeah, right.
So I feel like I haven't even really scratched the surface.
You get to go back. You get to be a seasoned Japan traveler now.
Well, I know some key words.
Oh.
I can say thank you very much.
How do you say that?
Hello. Thank you very much is arigato gozaimasu.
Good, 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 good.
And they laugh at me, but they're also like, good.
Yeah.
And then konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, yeah.
And then itadakimasu is like, I'm going to eat. You like say it before you eat. It's like, I'm going to eat. It's like itadakimasu.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you eat.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is that like their welcome?
Kind of. It was
after you've been welcomed, they say it.
Itadakimasu.
Yeah.
No, it's more like it's out of respect for your person next to you. When you're when you're sitting at a dining table, like you tell the person next to you, like, I'm going to eat. It's like a respectfulness thing. And when you cheers people, you always have to try and cheers below them. You have to try and get your cup below their cup out of respect. And then it just becomes this mad game of like who's going to be underneath. And then the table gets in the way. And it's just, it's a skit. It's a comedy skit.
Oh, okay.
Everyone trying to be the lower cup. It's quite funny.
Do you know, I had this thought recently and I'm not a linguistics babe, right? I don't study language. And I'm a big believer in fake news when I produce it myself, specifically, no one else. But I thought about the fact that there's like gendered language, but there's also respectful language.
Yes.
So like you'll see it in Spanish and you'll definitely see it in like Japanese and Chinese that like depending on the age of a person, you will have a different word for them. Like Mr. Like you'll have like a elderly man or like a younger man. And it's really important that you use those things. And I was like, it's just so crazy that the English language doesn't have it. But they do.
Do we?
We do, Maddie.
What do you mean?
Why do we have boy and girl and man and woman?
Oh.
It all means the same thing.
We are respectful.
We are respectful. And this was my like moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just child and adult. But yeah.
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 Still.
Yeah, we have it. Cool. I just want to have a gendered table, though. I want the table to be a girl.
I want to be like the other languages.
Yeah, we don't feel so cool, hey?
Oh, no, English is lame.
It really is. It's also such a hard language to learn. It's
fucked.
The rules don't apply.
The rules don't apply, no.
They don't work. Because my sister's a primary school teacher, and she's just like, there's that rule you learn in school about C's, about like a... It's I after E except after C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so many words where that doesn't apply. So it's just like, why was that a rule that we learnt?
Yeah.
So
true,
silly.
True.
So silly. Anyway, that's what we're loving. That's kind of all we're talking about today. Yeah. It was a bit of a wild chatty
wrap
one.
Wrap around.
Hey, Grace is hungover and I went to Japan and I have had no sleep.
And I'm an idiot.
Because you changed your bank. Well, no, Tom's the idiot.
I changed my bank details.
It's Tom's the idiot.
Yeah. All right, so that was our throwback episode for Japan. If you have any fun traveling stories, feel free to email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com so we can have a giggle. Thanks for listening, Gorge. Like I said, we've got one more episode next week where we're going to be doing throwbacks while Maddie's still away, but then you're going to be hearing her gorgeous voice back next Wednesday. Thanks so much. Love you.